The Word of God is the foundation for successful living. Get the Word of God in you and be transformed by the power-packed teaching from the Senior Pastor, Faith Tabernacle, Ota, Dr. David Oyedepo.
The Mystery of the Altar of Praise, Part 2 for tonight. What I'm sharing is what makes you unbeatable in every battle. It is two forces combined in one. Talking about Jesus, the Bible said he went about doing good. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who went about doing good and healing all them that were oppressed of the devil, because God was with them. He was anointed and he had God's companionship. The two made him have his way as occasion served him. He had it the way he wanted at all times. He had the anointing, he had divine presence. Acts chapter 10 and verse 38. And these two vital forces answer to praise. Each of them answer to praise. It's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord, he said. Psalm 92 verse 1 to 3. And to sing praises, to sing, not to wish, to sing. To sing, not to watch, to sing praises unto the Most High. To tell of his loving kindness in the morning and his faithfulness every night. Then your horn, verse 10, shall be exalted like the horn of a unicorn. You shall be anointed with fresh oil. So fresh oil answers, among other things, to praises. Fresh oil. Oil that is ever fresh, generating fresh impact to prove that it is fresh. Fresh oil. Fresh oil answering to fresh praise. Amen. And to sing his praise every morning. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto his holy name, because he's most high. To tell of his loving kindness in the morning and his faithfulness every night. Fresh praise generating fresh oil. He has promised he will never fail. I will hold on him. I will follow him. My God has promised he will never fail. His faithfulness is forevermore. His faithfulness is forever. Every time I see another breaking of the day, I say thank you. Thank you, Baba. Thank you, Lord. And every time I see another breaking of the day, I say thank you. And thank you. Oluwa, Oluwa, wa. Olorun, Olorun mi, Olowo ori mi, o ma seun. Mo dupe ti o ko mi yo. Oluwa mi, Oluwa, Oluwa. Olorun, Olorun, Olorun mi, Olowo, Olowo ori mi, o ma seun. Mo dupe to ko mi yo.
kò sagbára
tó dàbí ti di Jésù.
Kò sagbára,
kò sagbára tó dàbí ti Bàbá.
Kò mọ sagbára,
kò sagbára tó dàbí ti Jésù.
Agbára,
agbára, agbára tó dàgbára.
Is Matthew here? Is Matthew here? Is he here?
Ko sagbara
to dabi ti Jesu.
Ko sagbara
to dabi ti Baba.
Ko sagbara,
ko sagbara to dabi ti Jesu. Agbara, agbara, agbara
to dagbara.
Ko sagbara, to dabi ti Jesu.
Ko sagbara,
ko sagbara to dabi ti Baba.
Ko sagbara,
ko sagbara to dabi ti Jesu.
Agbara, agbara, agbara. Fresh praise guarantees access to fresh oil. Get seated. Fresh praise. So those who wait till Sunday service to praise the Lord, they have stale oil. The oil has lost its viscosity. The engine is about to knock. It takes fresh oil to have fresh sand. When you change the oil of your car, the sand comes alive. When the oil is getting old, the sand is choco 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 choco. And when you put fresh oil, amen. The expertise of the mechanic notwithstanding, if you don't change the oil, the sand won't change. Your sand needs change. The way you are sanding, don't let the engine knock, amen. It takes fresh oil. Now see, don't just praise God in abstract. Write the song. I'm still writing songs. Write the song. I've written more than 28 songs today. I have no other job. Mo dupe toko mi yo. Oluwa, Oluwa mi. Olorun, Olorun mi. Olowo, ori mi, o ma seun. Mo dupe ti o ko mi yo. You need a heart of praise to retain the freshness of the oil. David says, 7 times a day do I praise thee. Not will I praise thee, do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgment. Do I a day? Fresh praise qualifies you for fresh oil. And fresh oil guarantees fresh victory. Fresh victories. Fresh victories. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Iyinye Olorunwa Oba to gbo adura. Iyinye Olorunwa Oba to gbo adura. Eba meki baba ku ise
baba 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 ku ise.
Eba meki baba ku ise
baba 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 ku ise.
Make baba ku ise o
baba baba alagbara giga lọlọrun wa agbani lagba ton oba iyana o eba meke baba ku ise eba meke baba ku ise o fowo le ke baba ku ise Oba onise iyanu lololu wa Arugo ojo adagba maparo oye Abi esire Eba mi ki baba kwishe
Hallelujah. Now this is a season for training up in praise. Those of you who don't know how to speak mother's tongue, you may need to go back to the village and learn it. There is no way Oyibo man can praise God the way I will praise him in my mother's tongue. He doesn't have the adequate words for it. And I can't blame him. We don't belong to the same environment. But our God is a good God. Praise qualifies you for the new anointing. The new anointing makes you unbeatable in battle. The new anointing makes you unbeatable in battle. David had fresh oil because he offered fresh praise. And I see you walking with fresh oil from henceforth. Secondly, we also understand in Psalm 22 verse 3 that God inhabits the praises of his people. Psalm 22 verse 3. And Romans 8:31, if God be for us, what? Who can? Praise makes you unbeatable, unconquerable, unmolestable, unassaultable. Praise puts you on top of the challenges of life. Put you where?
Top.
Right there. On top. Praise puts you on top of life's challenges because it clothes you with divine presence. And divine presence is your seal of victory in every battle. If God be for us, the psalmist said, if it has not been the Lord that was on our side, when men rose up against us, they will have swallowed us up quick. When their anger was kindled against us. But the presence of the Lord shielded us. Amen. Glory to God. O she Jesu to figala gbe o po ile ati ti won si file mora o woli wana ni re ti o figala da mi se o go eyin ola no ye o mesaya. You need to know what praise offers. It clothes you upon with divine presence. Praise is not an item in church worship program. Praise must become your personal lifestyle. It puts you up there. You are on top of issues at all times. On top at all times. When Israel came out of Egypt, they said, let us pursue them and overtake them. That's what the enemy said. But they were on top of it. God was in the midst of them. The sea saw them. It fled. When you carry his presence, you become the anointed commander. Nothing can stop you. Glory to God. Nothing can stop you. Friends, I must tell you, I'm unstoppable. I say that making my boast in God. I have his presence very thick, sitting upon my life. Not that I feel it, I know it. What you feel may fail, the feeling may go, but what you know stays. Those who do know, not those who do feel their God, those who do know their God, they shall be strong. They shall do exploits. His presence that is only carryable by praise. Carryable by what?
Praise.
That is only carryable by praise. Only carryable by praise. You are not qualified to carry his presence without a lifestyle of praise. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. If God be for us, who can be against us? God's presence is what works the wonders in your life. God also was walking with them, confirming the word with signs following. That is what empowers you to command signs, his presence. They walk the signs around your life, in your life, and through your life. And praise is what it takes to remain freshly anointed and to carry his presence about. And the two makes you an unbeatable warrior. You can't be brought down by any devil when you have his presence and you have the anointing upon your life. He said, my horn shall then exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Then my eyes shall see my desire upon my enemies. And my ears shall hear my desire upon the wicked that is risen up against me. I will beat them down. I found David my servant with my holy oil have I anointed him. The enemy shall not exalt upon him, neither the children of wickedness afflict him. I will beat down his foes before his face and plague all them that hate him. I will plague them. Leave them for me. I will plague them. When you are in praise, you carry the oil. When the fresh oil is on your life, your enemy cannot survive. When you are in praise, you carry his presence. When you carry his presence, you must make the difference anywhere. You must make the difference anywhere. I'd like you to know this morning, as you praise him, fresh oil is dropping on your life. Those nightmares, you see them no more again forever. That chains of misfortune, it leaves and disappears from your life forever. That resistant oppression of the devil that seems to have come to settle finally disappears from you this morning and forever. You know why fresh things happen in praise? Fresh oil and manifestation of his fresh presence. The combination of the two is enough to deliver your desire. Now imagine Jesus standing right there with you and say, what is the matter? Hallelujah. Then you know the matter is settled. That is what is happening here now. As you praise him, he stands in front of you. What is the matter? What is the matter? What is the matter? What is the matter? The matter is turned to a testimony now.
Amen.
I said that matter is turned to a testimony now.
Amen.
That matter is turned to a testimony now.
Amen.
So you are going to be praising at the matter. Amen. You are praising what? At the matter. You are praising at the matter. And as you are praising at the matter, the matter will be turned to a testimony. You are praising at the matter. You are not just praising. You are praising God at the matter. The matter is the target in your praise. O God, to Jaye Lord, O God, you take so long. Agbara Toba Ogoni, O God, you Jaye Lord. Can't beat it. You can't beat it. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear it and be glad. The arrogant will be very unhappy. That's his problem. The humble who love God will hear of it and be glad. I want to see God punish every of your enemy this time.
Amen.
He said, I will plague them. God will plague all of your enemies this morning. Shout hallelujah! Shout hallelujah! Would you please rise to your feet? Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. I want to take you through some songs in the book of Psalms before we go on to high level praise. Glory to God. Let's start from Exodus 15:11. Exodus 15:11. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, who is like unto thee, O Lord, amongst the gods, who is like thee, glorious, glorious in holiness. Fearful and great,
always do we wonder, hallelujah.
Who is like unto thee, O Lord,
who is like unto thee,
O Lord,
among
Psalm 48. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 48, and we read verse 14 and sing it. Amen. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. Now let's sing.
Forever and ever.
He will be. What you have just heard, that in the course of this high praise, fresh oil will come on your life, and his presence will clothe you upon, and you'll be released from here as an unbeatable warrior. You are taking your basket of harvest from here. This session is delivering to you your harvest basket. Your miracle basket is returning with you this morning. How many will shout aloud amen if you believe it? Now let's praise him.
Imela, imela, imela okaka, imela chinekemo.
Music, just play on. Music only, please. Music only, just play on. Whatever way you want to express yourself to God, whatever other way you want to express yourself to God for your praise to reach Him, while the music is playing, carry it on. Just go on in the Spirit and minister to the Lord the way you wish. Minister to the Lord the way you desire. Minister to the Lord in your own language.
Hallelujah! Glory to God!
Hallelujah. Please rise to your feet, lift up your two hands to heaven. Just bless him and bless him and bless him one more time. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you don't have to feel me, saith God. When you praise me, I guarantee you my presence. As long as you maintain my praise in your heart, and you give it expression in your songs and the movement of your body in a dance, my presence is committed. And if I be with you, saith God, who can be against you? I heard the Spirit of the Lord saying to me, the last battle you lost in your life is the last battle you will ever lose. And I heard the Spirit of God saying, from henceforth, no more loss. In your career, your business, your trade, no more loss. In your family, your children, your spouse, your parents, your siblings, everyone connected to you in one way or another, from henceforth, no more loss. The same way Judah pushed out the Canaanites from the promised land, everyone holding to your promised land, they are pushed out in the name of Jesus. Talodabire. Jesus, talodabire. Alagbara,
talodabire. Jesus, talodabire. Alagbara, oba to gbe ogo, tari ogo, lati nu ogo, lo si nu ogo, oba ti kisu. Oba ti kire talodabire o
Ramotara
talodabire Jesu talodabire o Alagbara talodabire Jesu talodabire o Alagbara oba to pe ogo kari ogo lati nu ogo lo sinu ogo oba ti kisu oba ti kire talodabire
one more time
alagbara talodabire Jesu talodabire alagbara talodabire kari ogo lati nu ogo lo sinu ogo oba ti kisu o
ọba ti ki re ta lo dabi re o alagbara
ta lo dabi re
Jesu ta lo dabi re o alagbara ta lo dabi re Jesu ta lo dabi re o alagbara ọba to gbe ogo kari ogo lati nu ogo lo sinu ogo ọba ti ki su ọba ti ki re ta lo dabi re o alagbara
Lord we give you worship and praise in the name of Jesus Christ Thank you for the delivery of miracle baskets tonight. Thank you for touching every life that is on in this service tonight. Thank you for your touch of perfection tonight. Thank you for your turnaround touch tonight. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and please take your seat.